Hi, everyone. This is Keisha Facey, the project manager for the One Vision, One Voice program. Our team has established this new audio platform as a means of communicating with you and providing another channel to exchange ideas and thoughts. I thought we'd start off with a few questions I've been asked about the Power Up Symposium for African Canadian Youth. Question number one, what is the purpose and importance of the Power Up Symposium? Well, the Power Up Symposiums have been designed to have a place for African-Canadian youth to gather, to feel empowered, and to celebrate themselves and celebrate each other. It's also a great opportunity for learning and connecting and getting familiar with all that is the great diaspora of African folks, right? So in order to learn about those things, people are given opportunities to hear from speakers, to be entertained by drummers and dancers, and just get really connected with their roots and their culture. Knowing that the things that youth face, particularly those youth that are in child welfare, it's important to have those spaces that are designed and created just for those youth specifically to shine and just be free and feel safe amongst each other. Question number two, what feeling are you hoping to create through this event and provincial youth gatherings? Well, the feeling that we're really after reminds me of a Swahili word, harambe, which means all pull together. What I would love for the children and the youth to experience, as well as those that have participated in gathering everybody, is to see that all together, when we come together, the amount of things that we're able to accomplish. Given COVID and given all of the barriers and blockades that have been put in our way in order to gather in person, I would love for the feeling that people have when they leave, and particularly the youth that are attending, is that they recognize that a lot of work has been done to pull and gather together for their benefit and for their entertainment and for their fun and for their joy. So the feeling that I'm really hoping to create throughout the event is one of joy, one of empowerment, and one of pulling together in togetherness. Question number three, what would you like to see happen after the Power Up Symposium? When the Power Up Symposium is all concluded and everything is all done, what I would love to see is more action. I would love to see more Power Up Symposiums happening more frequently. I think it would be really nice to have Power Up Symposiums with different themes, ones that maybe are focused on STEM, maybe another one that is focused strictly on mental health, one that is focused on the different areas and aspects of the children and youth that attend this current symposium. I think that would be really nice to see. Question number four, how can we stay engaged and keep the energy of Power Up going in our communities? I think that in order to stay engaged, we really have to be prepared to stay committed to the energy of Power Up and ensure that we are keeping people accountable, in particular agencies, workers, organizations, to Black children and youth, right? So it's not enough for them to just say, okay, we've done Power Up and that's it. We have to expect and have an understanding that there is going to be continued engagement within the community. And to do that, you have to demonstrate true commitment. Question number five, what role will music play in this event? And do you have a favorite song that lifts your spirits? So music will play a major role in this event because I think music does unify and it does bring us together. And I had a good friend once say that music is life. And for a lot of people, music forms the backdrop to all of the things that happen, good, bad, or indifferent. You can think of a song, you can think of a time or a place based on even just a melody. So I think music plays a huge role in our lives. So in that sense, it will also play a big role in this event. So in terms of a favorite song that lifts my spirit, Jill Scott, who's one of my favorite artists, has many songs that I love, but there's one in particular that I think I like to play when feeling down or when feeling, you know, wondering if all of the work that we're doing, because the mountain seems really, really high, especially when it comes to addressing anti-Black racism, but just keeping in mind the focus on freedom and the focus on togetherness and the focus on that pride of self and community, it kind of helps to uplift my spirit. So, for example, Jill Scott says in Golden, I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it around my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it will take me far. So it's a beautiful poem in my opinion, and I like to listen to that one when I'm feeling a little bit blue so that I know that wherever I'm going, my freedom comes with me. And I would love that to be the message that we can share with the children and youth.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain. Choose to go, it won't take me far.